This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberrywithnoes.com.
Everclear Channel Communications. Listen or else.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004 between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star emergency, this is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh my God. I've locked myself in my car and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay, it's just that the windows are rolled up and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes, oh my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks or...
Yes.
Here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hun.
Oh my God, you know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
No, that's
always on. Because you're always blonde.
The UN Radio Show contains language that is deemed inappropriate for younger listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Sliding through fresh cow patties was fun, and I would recommend it to anyone. In bare feet we slid through the shit, through the shit. In bare feet we slid through the shit, through the shit. We did things to cows, oh holy cow. But Dave and I would not do that now. As in life we did, we slid through the shit. As in life we did, we slid through the shit. And shit never ran, so take off your socks. Make sure it's a piece of shit and not a rock. Make sure it's wet and covered in flies. Smell it and taste it and go for a ride. Sliding through fresh cow patties was fun, and I would recommend it to anyone. In bare feet we slid through the shit, through the shit. In bare feet we slid through the shit, through the shit. We've been through it all and had a ball. Some of it sucked, but we stood there tall. From losing our jobs to starting again. Starting a family and making some friends. Maybe not in that order, we're disorganized. We lack ambition, but sometimes we try. We need attention and maybe a slap. Or maybe we need to slide in a big piece of crap. Sliding through fresh cow patties was fun, and I would recommend it to anyone. In bare feet we slid through the shit, through the shit. In bare feet we slid through the shit, through the shit. Beer money was never supposed to be the rent. It's never that funny when you end up in a tent with your wife and your children asking you why, and you there stuttering and the baby is crying. And the shit never ends, so take off your socks. Make sure it's a piece of shit and not a rock. Make sure it's wet and covered in flies. Smell it and taste it and go for a ride. Sliding through fresh cow patties was fun, and I would recommend it to anyone. In bare feet we slid through the shit. In bare feet we slid. And we make you believe it was only the frogs. What about the bunnies, the cats and the doves? I just made that up and most all of it. What we did most is slide through the shit, and shit never ends, so take off your socks. Make sure it's a piece of shit and not a rock. Make sure it's wet and covered in flies. Smell it and taste it and go for a ride. Sliding through fresh cow patties was fun, and I would recommend it to anyone. In bare feet we slid through the shit, through the shit. In bare feet we slid through the shit, through the shit. In bare feet we slid through the shit.
Okay, I want to hear that again.
And it was a lot of fun to swim in. So we went there that day.
On radio show.
Thank you for calling.
Your call is very important to us. If you are currently using a touch tone phone, press 1. If you are using a rotary phone, press 2. If you know the name of the party you are trying to reach, press 1. If you do not know the name of your party, press 1, anyway. To hear your options again, press 3. You have either pressed 1, or have extremely fat fingers. Please enter the first 3 letters of the last name of your party. Try again, Schmuck. We have no one named Zidged. That's better. If you have chosen Fred Smith, press 1. If you have chosen Todd Smithy, press 2. If you have chosen Jane Smithson, stop calling. She's notified the police. You have chosen Fred Smith. To speak directly to Fred, press 1. To avoid the awkwardness of actual human conversation, press 2. To hear the latest gossip about Fred, press 3. You have pressed 3. To hear about Fred and his new secretary, press 1. To hear about Fred's fondness for black leather, animal bags, and jello, press 2. To hear an excerpt from Fred's latest counseling session, press 3. To talk directly to Fred's neighbor who actually saw the entire incident with the squirrel, press 4. To receive a full color photo of the outfit Fred wore to what he claimed was a regular party with some of his old army buddies, press 5. To hear your options again, press 6. You have pressed 6, but I don't feel like repeating myself. If you're too stupid to pay attention the first time, then screw you.
Hey all of you on radio listeners, this is Travis Goss. Welcome to part 2 of Worst Misses. I hope everybody out there had a lovely holiday season. If you were with friends or family, I hope you had a great time. And 2007 should be a good year for everybody here at the Unradio Show, and I hope it's a good one for you as well. So we're going to start off the new year with the song that I played a lot in 2006 on the Unradio Show. This is Joe Seibel, Your Rock and Roll, and we'll see you guys next week when we return with all new episodes. Stay on tune. Summertime, and I love.
fans are a lot more loyal than Bears fans are.
That's bullshit. I've been a Bears fan since the
Oh, good God.
Yeah, oh, here's the thing about Bears fans. They are going to gloat when they have, like, a big winning streak. They'll just say, you know, Bears rule and all that stuff. But the minute they start losing, they clam up.
Yes.
Well, you know what? After 17 years of being a shitty team, you just kind of have to sit there and go, fuck. Here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's finally your turn to start winning some stuff, hell yeah. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Travis, if you didn't get laid for 17 years and then you finally got some ass, you'd be like, yeah! That's how it feels.
Well, I guess I'm better than Chicago now, aren't I?
You're an Illinoisian.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm better than the Bears because I can get laid. And those guys, oh, yeah, they're finally winning some games. Oh, wow. But it doesn't mean they're going to make the playoffs or make the Super Bowl.
Actually,
they might have done that like 20 years ago. But you know what? I have yet to see history repeat itself.
Well, it's going to. And
yeah, they've got a good chance.
As of this week, they're in the playoffs. So it's really not something you should talk about unless you know.
Well, here's the thing. That's true. But I don't know. I don't think you're gonna. I don't think you're gonna make the Super Bowl. I don't think it's gonna happen.
I do.
I think they got a great chance.
Well, we'll see. But I don't.
The teams that always do well in the Super Bowl are teams with great defenses, and Chicago's got the best in the NFL. It's plain and simple.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, because they did actually win that one game against. Oh,
they've
geez,
won
the
nine
Remember
games.
That? Yeah, they won that game.
They've
against
only
the
lost one game, and in '85, when we won the Super Bowl, the only team we lost to was the Miami Dolphins. And this year, the only team we've lost to is the Miami Dolphins.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Oh, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, if I only did smoke a pipe. But anyways, well,
Travis doesn't smoke anything. Maybe a little pole now and then. That's about it.
Well, he's dating women with 4-inch clits.
Down.
guess from my understanding, Marta has something to share with everybody.
I do?
I think you did. I think you go by the name of Devilicious Handy Slap.
How did you find out?
Oh, ancient tiny secret. Ken told me.
What? Oh, that would do it then. Yes, I am a referee for the penalty box now for roller derby, and I will do it for the last bout on September 30th. And my registered name in the roller derby league is Devilicious Handy Slap.
That is good.
Sorry. I sent this to Ken. I'll say it to you as well. This sounds like a snack from Nabisco.
Yeah, did he tell you what his name is? Because he will be doing announcing, hopefully, next year.
What's that?
And his registered name with the roller derby is Chuck E. Sleaze.
Chuck E. Sleaze.
Isn't that awesome? Wow.
Chuck E. Sleaze.
Apparently he likes that. Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, well, we're both going. I went last Wednesday, and we'll both be going on Wednesday to team scrimmage. And I do penalty box stuff with the other two referee gals that do penalty box, and he will be working with Rocco in starting to work on announcing and stuff. He was going to do it for this last bout, but one of the announcers that had done it at the beginning, and I don't know if it was the beginning of this year or the beginning of the Rose City Rollers leagues, is going to announce on the last bout. So they won't need Ken, but they definitely want to get him going so that they can have him ready for next year.
So
coming to a roller derby near you, it's Chuck E. Sleaze and Devilicious Handy Slap.
Yep.
Stand by.
Moving on. Let's see. Might as well just dive right into some news. Again,
there you go.
Again, my tongue is moving faster than my mouth. No jokes.
I'm not going there.
Okay. Out of New York. I'm not going to trust that because I'm afraid to.
You want me to mute my microphone?
No, don't do that.
Mute. Mute. We've been through this before.
I know. I'd love to irritate you. That's why I say mute.
It's mute.
And it worked!
God.
Anyway, on with the news.
God.
Jeez, Marta, I'm telling.
Okay.
Welcome to the Idiots R Us podcast.
Pull up a seat and enjoy your stay.
So we've got it covered in all directions. Here's Marta.
Hi!
With a capital T. Hard T.
Bitch!
Oh, thank you!
Thank you.
girl action.
Yeah, you like that girl on girl action, don't you, Travis?
Actually, what would be kind of cool for girl on girl action is to see Mom. Let me see.
Did you just say Mom?
No, I was going to say Marta, but then I stopped myself and said, like that. So it sounded like Mom, so I apologize.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I like to see Patricia with another chick, but I'm trying to think who would be pretty cool.
Patricia...
Curry. Well, Patricia Pye, whatever her last name is. I can't pronounce it. P-A-A-Y.
From what?
Adam Curry's wife, dude.
Adam Curry's wife?
Oh, Adam Curry's British wife.
She's fucking hot, she man. Like?
Is there a place hot. I could look up a picture of her?
Do one better. You can actually see some live video of Patricia in one episode of the Daily Source Code. It's when there's Adam was experimenting with something or other. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that was quite a few shows back there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a 3-minute video. It's pretty interesting.
She is.
How do you spell her last name?
Her last name is spelled P-A-A-Y.
P-A-A-Y?
Hmm. There is a couple pictures of her that I found on some porno site where she's walking
at
up
a
some
porno site.
I think
is she
it
a redhead?
Is. It was in a different language. I don't know if it was Dutch. I don't know.
Is she a redhead?
She's a blonde. Blondish.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
In 2004, was she a redhead?
It might have been, because the one picture I've seen of her, two of them really, she's walking up these stairs from getting out of a subway station or tram, whatever. And then the second picture, she hoists up her skirt and she showed off her black thong and dude, legs and ass. Holy shit, that was awesome. She was so
hot. Is that her?
She is hot for her age.
Yeah, she is. Even I'll say that.
This might be it. Let me take a peek. Gotta wait for Safari to load up because Mac takes a while to load up a single little item. Apple, where are you when I need you?
Well, they've gone like 5 generations past the machine that you have.
Yeah.
That's where they're at.
In just the last month.
Today's version of iPod video is going to be obsolete when the next one comes out, which will be tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, I this is a picture of the same person. And although she's a redhead in the picture again. The drapes don't match the carpet.
Jeez, that's her in 2004? God damn, dude! Adam Curry, you're a lucky son of a bitch. I'd give anything to have a woman like her. That's it, I gotta drop 200 pounds and put on some muscle.
I don't know, maybe a newer pitch, but she still got the 70th bush in that one that I just sent you.
Whoa!
I gotta see this. Damn!
Where are you seeing these? I wanna know.
Oh,
I'd give anything to post these. Oh, I'm posting these in the forum. No, I can't do that.
What?
She
it's
would
just
be
a
pissed if she were to find out.
It's a link to a place online. It's on the internet.
She is gorgeous. Oh, my God. Adam, you lucky son of a bitch. I'd give anything to have her in my life.
Just do a Google image search on Patricia Pye and all the pictures that we're looking at. Come up on the first page. A Google image search on her name.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have good dreams tonight, I tell you. Oh, I think I need a cold shower now.
Don't change my fucking lyrics. Put this on radio. Don't change these fucking lyrics or else the producer's got to go. Wanna make this a single? That's alright with me. But go ahead and have the balls. Play in entirety. I might stay retarded. Motherfucker gotta get down. Put this on the radio with the original sound. Don't be afraid of censors. The FCC. Play this song all you want. Play it for you and me. People in the dance club all just want to get down. They won't stop the party. Oh, it go down. I like f***ing bitches right in their f***ies. What heterosexual man does not? Don't get mad cause I say it. Don't get mad if they play it. turn the radio if you don't like it. Don't f*** it. Come on now. Come on now. Let me feel it now. I say suck my, you say suck my, suck my. When I say suck my, you say suck my, suck my. When I say suck my, you say suck my, suck my. When I say suck my, you say suck my, suck my, suck my. I didn't mean to insult your religion, man. I'm sorry.
You should be.
I'm a fucking cunt wash. I'm sorry.
Fuck the FCC. 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 Don't get mad cause I say it. Don't get mad if they play it. Turn the radio if you don't like it. Don't give me money. Don't pay it. Come on now. Come on now. Let me feel it now. Every Sunday or Saturday, if that's your religious preference, but during the week, if you miss the service on Saturday or Sunday, or don't go to church if you're not religious, or if you're passively aggressively religious, and when you get to church, go in through your confession, or talk to your reverend, or pastor afterwards, or your rabbi, or your priest. Walk to them.
The bad imams.
Imams are cool. I want you to walk up to them. And I want you to say this.
When I say suck my, you say balls. Suck my. Balls. Suck my.
Balls.
When I say suck my, you say balls. Suck my.
Balls.
Suck. Now, everyone. Yeah, fuck.
In Royal Oak, Michigan, a man charged with robbing a 7-Eleven might have avoided capture if he'd spent some of the loot at a nearby gas station. David K. Booth, 44, of Royal Oak, was arrested early Tuesday while sitting in the getaway truck, its gas tank empty. He pleaded not guilty Wednesday in 44th District Court to one count of unarmed robbery.
Booth, why this Chevy won't start? Well, give it a minute, it'll go. All right, let's just let it spin. We flooded it.
Booth entered the 7-Eleven, implied he had a weapon, and demanded the money in the cash register, police said. The clerk complied, then called 911 after the robber drove away.
And here, take the ATM. That's okay. Take it, too. It's a check machine. It doesn't matter. Take it off.
Wow.
An officer responding to the call noticed a pickup parked on the side of the road about a mile away. The suspicious officer checked inside, saw a man matching the robber's description, arrested him, and for good measure, found the allegedly stolen cash.
So he's just sitting there?
He was just sitting there.
Oh, jeez.
According to Deputy Police Chief Chris Jenke, he basically said, we recovered everything. District Judge Terrence Brennan set bond for Booth at $50,000 and scheduled a preliminary hearing for August 18th.
Okay. So how stupid do you feel when you try to call somebody and ask them to come bail you out of jail? What are you there for? Well, I robbed a 7-Eleven, but I ran out of gas.
And they go, you know what? You're stupid enough. You should just stay there.
Exactly. Oh, Lordy.
Okay, do you want now?
Hey, guess what I found out today?
Ooh,
what'd you find out today?
Boy George reports for New York City trash duty. just to kind of highlight the story, apparently, it's an AP story. It's out in the wire for today. That Boy George, he had a court-mandated community service, which was working at the Department of Sanitation. And he got really ticked because when he went out there, of course, all these photographers and reporters swarmed him. And he got mad because he thought they were making fun of him and stuff, which they probably were. And so anyway, they finally took him inside and made him sweep and mop inside so that he didn't have to be out on the street actually doing sanitation work because he was causing quite a stir. But there was it was a thing where it was funny because he pled guilty. It was a bargain deal because he apparently made a false report of a burglary in his home. When the police came to investigate it, they found all this cocaine there. So they arrested him for that, and then he was supposed to make a court appearance, and he didn't. So they issued a warrant up for him and said, you know, hey, you make you know bench warrant. You didn't show up, and then when he showed up. He said, well, he'd rather do something else besides do street detail, you know, with the sanitation department. The judge said, sorry. He wanted to do public service announcements and said he wanted to hold a fashion and makeup workshop.
What?
Oh, whatever.
And he wanted to serve as a DJ at an HIV AIDS benefit, or he could do some telephone outreach. Those were the alternatives he put together instead of what the judge had sentenced him to, and the judge decided, nope. You can just go do what I told you to do in the first place, which is hit the street with a broom, buddy.
Exactly.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. You started out your career singing songs like, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And now you're cleaning up crap on the streets.
Well, yeah, I guess the answer is yes to that question. Do you really want to hurt me? Yeah, get on the street, pal.
Celebrities shouldn't be pampered. If they do something wrong, if they break the law, they got to do what the rest of us have to do.
And he's pretty much a fallen celebrity anyway. What the heck has he done recently, you know? Nothing.
Besides cry about Diana? Nothing.
Oh, yes.
Well, he's done several DJing appearances and stuff like that.
Ooh.
I know.
That's the big time.
The dude's put on like a shitload of weight, too, man.
Is he?
Yeah, man, the guy's...
He's old. He's 45 now. Yeah, you know, he's an old guy like me.
Oh, that's an old guy.
Yeah, that's an old guy like me, 45.
I'm a big guy myself, you know, but that dude, he plumped up, man. He's like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. He's big now.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Just when you thought it was safe to hear Culture Club again, it's Boy George.
Eek!
Do you really want to mop me? Do you really want to make me broom?
Oh, jeez.
Awesome. That's so...
Yeah.
Sorry. I couldn't resist.
You're in a good mood tonight there, Ken.
I'm starving. I haven't had dinner yet. I am just, ugh.
I just had some boboli.
Oh, boboli. Italian. No. Come on.
Boboli.
It's boboli. It's Italian. Why wouldn't you think it's boboli?
Nick made me boboli.
Well, good for Nick. He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Except when he's not.
Boy. Yeah, which is most of the time, I might point out.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my
there
God.
There you go.
We cannot build an empire.
few weeks ago, we had the prestigious honor of having Kappa Victoria Wood, who plays Molly Hammaker, on the hit podcast, Shadow Falls. And this week, we are equally as blessed to have another fine actress from the same show. She plays Sienna Van Stark, and ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Biz Urban.
Hello, radio audiences.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm great. I'm actually driving right now, so I'm going to pull over because I don't think that we wanted to have a car crash on the radio that might worry people listening in.
No.
Okay, I stopped. I'm good. Let's talk.
Fantastic. Okay, because the last thing I want is have one of my favorite actresses get into a really bad car accident. And then
that was very sweet, though. Thank you.
Yeah, not be able to do the show, and then I'll feel really guilty. Then I'll have a lot of angry emails, so...
It'd be all your fault.
Be all my fault. Podcasting world would come crashing down because of what I did.
The demise of Shadow Falls. Because as we all know, the Shadow Falls cannot go on without Sienna. I mean, she's like the glue that holds the whole peanut butter and jelly sandwich together.
Ew, glue in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Ick.
I'm going to leave you guys to think about that one. Because I'm still trying to figure that out. It just kind of came out. I apologize.
Yeah, no problem. we'll get into about Sienna Van Stark here in a moment, but let's go and start off with, tell us about your acting experience, like where you got started.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio, and I've always done theater. I mean, since I was a little girl, I always did community theater and theater in high school, and I went to college for theater, and then... And spent time working at professional theater, just basically doing a lot of musicals and a lot of, you know, bit dramatic parts. And then I moved to L.A. and I started doing improv, which, as my mother will tell anyone who asks, she never thought of me as a very funny person. So part of me thinks it's like trying to prove her wrong or something. I started doing improv. I'm not sure. So I spent the first couple of years... me and a couple friends created an improv group called Improvocative, and we performed all over Hollywood and a little bit in Vegas and a couple of universities, and just did that for about 3 years, actually. We just actually disbanded recently. But I always did that, and then I've done a bunch of commercials since I've been here. I actually have one running right now, another one on the way. And done a little bit of TV stuff, but I mean, my true like passion is on the stage. I love having an audience, and I love making people laugh. So doing Sienna is kind of a new thing for me because we do it in a studio. There's no reaction until the mics are turned off. I have no idea if what I did sucked. but this is the occasional like thumbs up or like grimace from Matt Johnson, our director. But that's about it. So it's a new genre for me.
And what was your very first role? Oh, you were going to say something?
Oh, no. Go ahead, please.
Oh, I was just going to ask, what was your very first role that you can remember performing?
okay. Well, if you want to go like way back, when I was in kindergarten, I was a tiny little girl, cute as a button. I'd like to think of a modern day Shirley Temple. And
nice.
Obviously a natural to be Little Red Riding Hood in our production of Little Red Riding Hood. I had stage fright at the time, and so I said, no, I don't want to play Little Red Riding Hood. I'll play her mom. And if you... see the story, I don't think that there's actually really, I think the mom has like a one line like, okay, here's the basket, don't get eaten by wolves or something like that. That was it. So that was my first part, was Little Red Riding Hood's mom.
Well, that's kind of cute. No, it's cute. You know, you think about wolves, it's kind of syncs up to like now of what you're doing right now, which is
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But your character is a little more important than what Little Red Riding Hood's mom is, and I'm referring to that of Sienna Van Stark. What can you tell us about her character?
Okay, well, Sienna, I love Sienna because she kind of goes after what she wants. The one thing I'm concerned about her is that she is ruled by her father. Her dad is Captain Van Stark, who is a tough MF-er. I'm sure I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, go, yeah, you can go and say the full word because we're uncensored.
No, I'm a good girl.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a tough son of a bitch. How about that?
Perfect.
and I think he has built up years and years and years of fear in her, which I think can be said of like a million kids out there, like, you know, tortured kids that have just been beat down emotionally as children, and so all they want to do is please their parents. Well, Sienna could use a lot of therapy because all she wants to do is please her daddy, which I think is impossible to do.
Yeah,
she gets mixed up in getting close to Jacob Fair, who is the boyfriend of her one of her best friends.
Yeah.
Who has gone missing. So in order to get more, for some reason, Captain Van Stark thinks that Jacob knows where Karen went, and so it's up to Sienna to get the dirt no matter what I have to do to get it. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Because when at first, the first time I heard Sienna, to me, and probably to a lot of listeners, she kind of seemed to be like a mixed bag, as it were. You know, she doesn't know what she has to do in order to get certain things accomplished.
Yeah, I think that this is obviously a new territory for her. She's never had to. She's basically trying to be kind of a sleuth, kind of like get information. But she's just a teenager, like everybody. I mean, she's like 19. I mean, she's not an adult yet. She's still trying to figure out. And all of a sudden, she starts having all these feelings, which are totally. They're not a good idea to have feelings for the person you're trying to get information out of. She's starting to like care about Jacob, and it kind of makes it difficult to screw him to the ground because you kind of want to protect him.
Yeah.
So she's not the best at her job.
No. So when you go to record your character Sienna, what frame of mind do you have to get into in order to do the scene?
Okay. Well, I work really well on visuals. I usually write down a lot of words that'll just kind of something to focus on. And usually what I write is, what was the last thing I wrote last time? Strong, persuasive, sensual. Like, I try to use very strong words for her because she has a lot, she's really fragile underneath, but on top of that, She's all vim and vigor, and you know she's got to act like she owns the town, and she's got to act like she is she knows exactly what's what in order to get Jacob's attention and keep his attention, because he's still mourning the loss of his missing whatever girlfriend, and I have to distract him. So I think that when I go into it, I just think, all right, I gotta. It's very different from my own persona. It's been a great exercise because I'm kind of meek when it comes to guys, and I kind of let them do all the driving, and I think I have to kind of drive when it comes to my relationship with Jacob.
Yeah. Oh God, I forgot the question I was just gonna ask too. That's okay. Oh, yeah. You said you were in improv before. Are you allowed to do any kind of improv during the recordings?
Okay. No, they're pretty... I mean, James Napoli and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov wrote all the scripts, and they're pretty happy with how the scripts are. The only bit of improv that I got to do, one, was when I got to hum. I'm humming to the radio. I made up whatever I was humming, which had to be, you know, radio friendly. And the other part that I got to improv were the sex scenes.
Oh.
How I would moan. there was no dialogue. It's just like how I was known, when I would kiss my hand, sigh, breathe heavy. I got to make that all up myself. So what you hear, that's all me.
Oh, man.
That's about it.
Yeah. Now, you just wrapped up the first season of Shadow Falls with a really interesting cliffhanger. Now, I'm not going to spoil it for those who have yet to experience Shadow Falls.
Ooh,
but
they got to listen.
But I got to tell you, what happened at the end of episode 6, I was like, oh, man, hurry up with season 2. Hurry up with season 2.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for people to find out what happens. I was really stoked with how the season ended. Like, I mean, just aside from the fact that I'm all over that episode, I can't wait for people to hear what happens in the second season. So, yeah, if you haven't heard it yet, take a listen to episode 6. It gets amazing.
And it's also important for those who haven't listened, go over to the very beginning and work on up to episode 6. But with that said, is there any news as to any of the scripts being printed up for season 2?
I cannot disclose any of that.
Oh,
okay. It's kind of one of those things. It's kind of like The Sixth Sense, where I think they actually have a penalty of being shot if they were to let the scripts get out. I know that they've been working on them, but I have no...
Yeah.
I will say no more.
Well, I was just because basically I was just wondering if there was going to be a season 2, and I mean, I'm very optimistic that there will be, but the fan base for this show seems to be very enthusiastic.
It's awesome. I mean, we're getting responses from all over the world about this show. And what's crazy to me is, on a side note, I've always been a huge fan of radio drama. I'm actually listening to a CD in my car. I mean, I'm not listening to it right this second, but I have a CD playing in my car right this second of New Frequency, which is the radio show that Matt Johnson, our director, runs. And I'm listening, that's what I like to listen to. So I hope that there's, you know, 10 seasons of Shadow Falls. And what's exciting is that so many people are responding and letting us know what they think. And I mean, the more people that do that, the more seasons we'll get to do. So, I mean, I don't know what the future holds for Shadow Falls. I just hope and pray that it's a long and fruitful one, because I think it's one of those storylines that has a million twists and turns and a lot, and these characters are really detailed, and we don't know half of the things about them yet. And there's lots to be learned still. So.
Yeah. And I said,
I love it.
Oh, I love it, too. And I said this to some of my friends who've listened to the show. And I said, I wish there was a way I could get involved with Shadow Falls, because this is by far and large my favorite podcast ever. And I wish so badly there's a way I can get involved in the show. But
they started to involve people, so maybe they'll do that more.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing my part by interviewing some of the cast members. That's a cool thing. I just really wish there was something more I could do. But this isn't about me. This is about you. And I'm really excited that you've done this. And I wish much success for you and every person who is in the show or who works with the show.
Thank you so much. It's a really amazing cast of people. Just having us in the same room doing the episodes is really... I don't want to wax poetic, but it's really a magical time when we get to be in that studio recording the episodes. It's a lot of talented actors in one room and writers and director. So I think it's a great combination, and I think it shows in the episode. So glad you like it so much. Thank you for listening.
Well, I'll keep on listening. As long as Shadow Falls exists, I'm going to be listening and enjoying every minute of it. So,
all right.
And Biz, thank you so much for being on this week's episode of The Unradio Show. And where can we find your podcast?
You can find our podcast at shadowfalls.podshow.com.
And
we're also on MySpace as well. If you're a member of MySpace, you can check out MySpace. And I'm also on MySpace, and you can check me out or say hi or what.
Okay.
Not like check me out.
We get you.
Please, yeah, stay tuned. Listen to all of our episodes. Listen to them again. I'm sure you're going to catch things that you didn't catch before. And thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Travis. This is awesome. This is so much fun. It's so nice to talk to you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you too, Biz. Okay. You have yourself a fine evening.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Provided for this episode came from PodSafe Music Network and PodSafeAudio.com.